now we have Bill Weiner along with Ron Joswiak, and together they're going to play some acoustic blues. We'll talk about what they're playing too a little bit, but here they are. Bill and Ron, take it away.
Candyman, Santa Claus, said Candyman, Santa Claus. Well, Candyman, said Santa Claus, wish I was New Orleans, just sitting on my candy stand. Little red light, little green light, say little red light, little green light, little red light, little green light. Go on the red boy, stop on the green, you don't mess mystery in between. Cut off my ears, cut off my nose, cut off my arms, hey, what is that, nibbling on my toes. Wanna get lucky, baby, that's the way it goes. Putting it back together, gave me four grand. Paint me a picture, tattooed on my hand. Find me a river, catch me a big old trout. Cook it on up with some good whiskey, yeah, serve it to me right on the plate. You gotta run to the boat to get the baby, the baby, let it run to get the baby, get the picture some bit. Run and get the baby, get the mills, hey, run and get the pitcher, get the baby some mills, hey, run to the corner, get the baby some bells, hey, run to get the sardines, the hobos hungry. Fell off the bridge, hey, it got all wet, but you know that he ain't dead, not yet. Said Candyman, Santa Claus. Said Candy, Santa Claus. Candyman, said Santa Claus, Merry Christmas. Wish I was in New Orleans, just sitting on my candy stand.
That's Bill Weiner, Ron Joswiak, and now Candyman. I'm going to go out on a limb. Mississippi John Hurt, right?
Gary Davis.
Okay, Mississippi John Hurt's done it for sure.
Different Candyman.
Oh, that's what I wanted to know about here, because this Candyman is different than that Candyman.
Lots of Candyman. Yeah,
that's exactly what I was wondering about, because when you first started the saying, I was thinking it was going to be that Candyman, and then as I listened, it was clearly a different Candyman. But Gary Davis was going to be my guest. Yeah, Bill.
We combined it with another song called Guitar Stomp. That was the second part. Back into Candyman.
You guys look like you have so much fun playing together.
It's taken a lot of years, I guess.
How long have you known each other?
Oh, since the late 70s. I know Bill used to play with Ernie Hawkins all the time at a couple Southside places on the Southside. His kids, we used to sneak in and see these guys play guitars, and we just, man, I just said we had to learn how to do this, you know. It's a fabulous way to play.
Yeah.
And, I mean, these two guys have been around forever. And Bill, he is still hanging out there.
I remember we played at Wobbly Joe's. That goes way back.
Yeah, that's
28th Street or something.
That's
like that.
77, 78.
Yeah, yeah. It was Wobbly, too. That's the wall was going to fall.
Come out, Wobbly. No, no, no.
Wobbly Joe's, gosh, there were. Maybe the portfolio or the encore, all those places.
Bill's over on Walnut Street, remember that?
Loaves and Fishes?
Yeah.
Originally was the Ashbury Methodist Church was on the corner of Forbes and Murray before the library was put there. That's where I met Ernie, probably 65.
Wow.
Like that.
Where did you go to high school?
I went to school in eastern Pennsylvania, called Salisbury School.
Okay, because one of the violinists here earlier was from Alderdice, and I was thinking about how many great musicians Alderdice has produced, including Ernie. And others. And I was thinking that would be ironic if you happened to go there, too. Did you grow up in Pittsburgh?
I actually went to a little Catholic school up in St. Canice. It was Hilltop Catholic at the time, which is probably been closed about 25, 30 years.
And whereabouts was that?
That was up in Knoxville, right out of Mount Oliver there. And that's closed, and that's all. They're all closing up.
There aren't as many. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you guys sound great. I want to be sure we get to some more music, and I want to also talk about where folks can hear you play and other things. But why don't we get some more songs together here? What would you like to do next,
Bill?
We could do "Baby, It Must Be Love." This is just a song. I think I'm billed as a blues historian here, so this song is about. King Edward VIII of England, I believe, gave up his crown to marry the woman he loved, Wallis Simpson, an American lady. And the song is called "Baby, It Must Be Love."
Wow, huh? That's amazing. Stay in tune. Here we go. Tell me, mama, won't you tell me, please, why my love is so hard to please? Got me wobbly in my knees, baby, and it must be love. Funny feeling when I'm down in my spine, through my head just like a sherry wine. Got me feeling that the world's all mine, baby, and it must be love. Hey, I hear those church bells ring, I see visions clear. I hear those birdies singing, and I know doggone no bird is there. I don't mind your suits and ties, they don't seem to harmonize. They don't match your big brown eyes, baby, and it must be love. Poor man, beggar man, king, baby, give up everything. Every time that you feel that sting, baby, and it must be love. Make a preacher lay his Bible down, make a rabbit hug a hound. Make him ever give up his crown, baby, and it must be love. That's right.
I hear those church bells ringing, I see visions clear. I hear old birdies singing, and I know doggone there's no bird is there. I don't mind your suits and ties, they don't seem to harmonize. They don't match your big brown eyes, baby, and it must be love.
Bill Weiner together with Ron Joswiak, and it's just fun to watch you guys play.
Well, we're having a great time.
Yeah. Are you playing out much? How
we're
can folks hear you?
We're working on some, ain't we, Bill? I think.
Yeah, we're working. I think I got a job when I come back. I got a job on the 17th, but
The 17th
of January.
I where it is.
Well, we'll announce it.
And we're going to Cleveland on January, right?
That's what we're going to be playing at the Barking Spider in Cleveland.
Barking Spider.
Monday. I think it's not too much snow.
Yeah. How about April now? We got the Blue Society, right?
Yeah, we entered ourselves into this Blue Society of Western Pennsylvania. They have a contest, Blues Challenge, and we'll be playing. I think the contest is on the 14th of April. So,
which might be a little different because we might be a lot of electricity.
We're playing with electric bands. But yeah. I think they see a connection. You know?
Yeah, that should be fun. A lot of people that like blues haven't discovered country blues or folk blues. I mean, I think Lightnin' Hopkins was one of the first acoustic blues records. His acoustic stuff that I had, I liked it a lot. And you know, he had a range of styles of playing.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And then Ernie Hawkins, of course, is another great person.
Yeah, but, huge.
There's such an authenticity to those songs. They're hard not to just listen to.
Yeah, and enjoy.
Yeah, there's just so many. Who are some of your favorites, Bill?
Leadbelly.
Yeah.
I was going to play one of his songs today. Leroy Carr, who is not nearly as well known as an urban blues man. Played piano in 1928-1935, played with a guitar player named Scrapper Blackwell. And this historian, this guy named Elijah Wald, said he was the most influential guy in the first half of the 20th century. So he wrote songs that a lot of people imitated because he died young. But so those two were probably my two favorites.
Yeah, I remember, I haven't thought about this in a long time, but Lightnin' Hopkins had a song, My Starter Won't Get Started This Morning. I don't know if you remember that. I loved that song. I can't remember anything about it, other than that line. But if you're just joining us, Bill Weiner, Ron Joswiak here playing together. And what would you like to do next?
Can I do the same boat, brother?
Oh, sure.
This is a song. This is a Leadbelly song.
Back up a little bit.
I just like this song because it's about there was a program in the 1980s produced by Arlo Guthrie and Pete Seeger on Leadbelly and Woody Guthrie, his father, Arlo's father. And they were talking about the fact that these guys believed in the universality of mankind, and there's only one human race. And I just think it's a song that's appropriate for today, with the world getting smaller every day. I just think Leadbelly wrote this, I guess, in the 30s, and it's called We're in the Same Boat, Brother. If you shake one end, you're going to rock the other. So I'll play that one. Okay. Lordy me, what a sea of space. I'm about to launch the human race. So he built him a boat with a mixed up crew, with eyes of black and brown and blue. So that's how come that you and I have just one world and just one sky. We're in the same boat, brother. We're in the same boat, brother. If you shake one end, you're gonna rock the other. It's the same boat, brother. So the boat sailed on o'er the stormy sea, over many a rock and many a reef. What kept them going was the great belief they had to learn to navigate. The human race deserves God's praise. They didn't want to end up in Jonah's shoes. They better be mates on this here cruise. We're in the same boat, brother. We're in the same boat, brother. If you shake one end, you're gonna rock the other. It's the same boat, brother. But the boiler blew somewhere near Spain. The keel was smashed in the driving rain. The steam came out from all the main. What took some time for the crew to learn. What's bad for the bow ain't good for the stern. The boat caught fire in China Bay. Starboard deck gonna blaze away. Hey, we're in the same boat, brother. We're in the same boat, brother. If you shake one end, you're gonna rock the other. It's the same boat, brother. Everybody's singing that now. We're in the same boat, brother. We're in the same boat, brother. If you shake one end, you're gonna rock the other. It's the same boat, brother.
That's a fun song. And that song probably will never not.
It holds true.
Yeah, it'll never be dead. Let's hope it never changes. I didn't see that special you mentioned by Arlo and Pete. I'll have to look for that.
I guess it's on PBS.
Yeah, I'll need to take a look. There are a lot of Cub Scouts out there. Hello, Cub Scouts. They're gonna pop in. This is called music, blues, with a couple guitars, two guitars, no waiting. Hello, there's somebody there saying hi. One of your youngest fans.
Yeah, we got a young fan. I can't see.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there was somebody out there saying hello. Bill Wider and Rod Joswiak playing. You guys must play together a lot to learn these songs.
You know, we had a lapse of about, 6 years?
Oh, yeah, my gosh, you're kidding.
We only got together last month or so, a month and a half.
Yeah, we've been we're dusting it off. You know?
Oh, that's good. Well, it sounds like you never stopped.
My oldest daughter graduated, had a graduation, invited Bill, and kind of just got back together. You know, just needed something to get together.
It's time for the reunion tour now. Go to all the old sites. You could play like at the site of Wobbly Joe's. I'm not sure what's there now.
Yeah, I have no idea anymore.
It's in a church or something.
Yeah.
Good old Southside, bar in the church on every block.
Oh, my goodness. that is for sure. Bill's got a new website, which we've linked to, relatively new website, which we've linked to. Simply Bill Weiner Blues, W-E-I-N-E-R blues.com, and you can go there to learn more about what's going on. Either of you guys teaching at all, or
No,
just researching and playing
just
and
playing.
Learning new songs. That's a real thrill for me.
Yeah, and
yeah, that's something.
Bill has just cataloged. If you're ever looking for information, if you go to Bill's website and email him, he'll you are a living lexicon.
my website's not, I think, I'm not sure it's right, but it's Bill Weiner, B. Weiner Blues.
Oh, okay.
It's at yazoo dot yazoo dot
I'll check.
Yazoo dot not Yazoo, but what's the main website?
No.
It's hard, these acoustic play. When you play songs that are as old as some of the songs you're playing. Oh, there you are. It works. BillWeinerBlues.com, complete with a quote from Mick Martin right on the front, and all sorts of things. So I think that's the way. But oh yeah, there's your email, Bill Weiner. It's the email is bweinerblues@yahoo.com.
Yahoo.
That's it. bweinerblues. Yazoo's the record label. I had to think for a minute.
I tell you,
Yazoo is the old record label.
Senior moments are just no good.
Yeah, senior moments.
That's okay.
Do you have all kind of CDs, libraries?
I have this wonderful collection from this fellow in Vienna, Austria that created 800 CDs, basically most all the country blues and gospel and women's and men's songs and some jazz in there. It was created between 1900 and 1950. So it's a great collection, and that's what I draw on for my music. You know, I probably only listen to 200 CDs. You know, there's no way you can listen to all those CDs.
Oh, it gets hard.
This is so much. It's a huge
that's a
output.
Lifetime in itself, isn't it?
Well, it's great to have you channeling some of these musicians too, because I mean, certainly adding your own style and to them, but just to be able to hear them played by a living, breathing set of human beings here
that's amazing that these guys, the older guys, had, you know, sat at the feet of the masters. I think that's pretty I got the chance to sit at these guys' feet.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
on and on.
So just wonder who's going to be sitting at your feet. It'll be somebody.
I have a grandson, maybe he's up.
I'm sure it's worth looking into how he could teach us at schools and stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, to continue the whole tradition. It's 12 now before noon. I want to be sure we should have time for at least three more songs.
What do we got?
Maybe even four, depending on where we go here. Bill Weiner and Ron Joswiak here this morning. Bill and Ron, and what's next, Bill?
You gonna do a train song?
Okay.
Nothing like an American train song. You just love it, huh?
All right.
All the train enthusiasts. Here we go. One Tuesday morning, said it looked like rain. Round the curve, come a passenger train. On the line, said Wild Bill Jones. Good old hobo trying to get home. Trying to get home. Trying to get home. Good old hobo trying to get home. Down to Georgia on the track, said the roads get muddy and the leaves getting damp. Try to catch a freight train and leave this town. Don't allow hobos hanging around. Hanging around. Hanging around. Allow no hobos hanging around. Well, Jay Good's daughter said before she died, fix the road so the bums don't ride. If they ride, let them ride the rocks. Put all my trust in the hands of God.
Hands of God,
in the hands of God. All my trust in the hands of God. Yeah, Wild Bill Jones said before we died, two more drinks that I'd like to try. Fireman said, what can they be? A glass of water and a cup of tea.
And a cup of tea.
Cup of tea. Glass of water, boys, cup of tea. I'm trying to do it again. Wild Bill Jones said before we die, two more drinks that I'd like to try. Fireman said, what can they be? A glass of water and a cup of tea.
And a cup of tea.
Cup of tea. Glass of water, boys, cup of tea. Wild Bill Jones said before we die, two more trains that I'd like to ride. Fireman said, what can they be? Southern and Pacific and the Santa Fe.
And the Santa Fe.
Santa Fe. Southern and Pacific and the Santa Fe.
Well, left Atlanta this morning today. Conductor said you're gonna have to pay. Riding say, what can they be? And Santa Fe. Santa.
Them words.
That's cool.
Ricky and I were just on a 17 and a half hour train ride, the auto train, which goes from Lorton, Virginia to Sanford, Florida. They put your car on it. Choo-choo leaves the station at 4. You're at the other end by about 9 in the morning, 4 in the afternoon. 9 in the morning, you're at the other end. It's a little more pleasant. A little more pleasant right now to arrive in Florida than it is to arrive back in in the D.C. area, which is where Lorton is. But I was thinking of all these train songs.
What's the sleeping?
We slept in the regular seats, and you know, you get so used to airplane seats and even bus seats. Seats on a regular coach car are quite spacious and recline, maybe 130, well, maybe 40 degrees back or so. Fantastic. And it was just fine. A lot of fun. You can go to the club car and play Penny a Point, Ain't No One Keeping Score.
Wow.
And, you know,
how about that?
And you meet some great people, too. So.
Beautiful countryside.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, what a way to see it.
I love the train. Yeah. I've done it quite a while, but I love it.
Yeah, it works out. Bill Weiner and Ron Joswiak here playing together, and great to have you here. We need to have you here,
great to be here.
Again, too. I don't think we ever get enough of you guys, of Bill and Ron. Hearing the two of you play together is swell. I'm looking. It's about 6:30 now before noon. We should be able to get one or two. We got probably about 5 minutes of radio time here.
We have one fairly long one. If you're
up for it.
Well, you got to do that because
not going to do the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. We can go for one if
I'm nerved up here. What do you got?
Let's do. What you gonna do? We're gonna do your money now.
Okay.
So I gotta tune this guitar for this one.
Okay. So
that's 6 minutes right there.
There you go.
I'm kidding.
Oh, tune in the guitar. Yes, I want to.
I'm gonna need my machine.
It's good to tune. Tuning is a good thing. And Ron, where are you living these days? Are you what neighborhood? Are you in Knoxville still?
I'm from the south side, up in Arlington, more.
Where the trolleys still go? Talking about trains.
Oh yeah, Allentown and all that.
It's fun to see the trains.
They're still there, you know. Southside's just grown. It's just amazing.
Oh, it's a
real estate's outrageous.
It's changed so much.
Yeah, you know.
Looks like Bill's actually ready. That
You're
was
ready,
fast. Bill. You're a fast tuner.
Okay.
A fast tuner. Let me thank you both for being here.
Oh, man. Thank you.
May be the last time for me to thank you today, not the last time that you're being here. Because we need to have you here.
We appreciate it.
Again.
We're gonna. I like to have a little second career for us. I think we can get some jobs because we have a unique music. You know?
Well, I would like to do a full hour sometime taking calls from listeners with questions about songs too, which
That'd
I think
be
would be a lot of fun.
Get a little educational thing going.
Yeah,
Bill.
Absolutely. We'll call it Ask Bill. Ask Bill. What's the song you're about to play?
Ain't got no money now. We're saying that you think some kids may need a little spending money for
the holidays.
Yeah,
for holidays.
Absolutely.
It's December 26th. We ain't got no money now. So here we go. Okay. Leroy Carr, right?
Yeah, this is a song by Leroy Carr.
Okay, here we go. When I had plenty of money, I had friends from miles around. Now I ain't got no money, all my friends turned me down. So what can I do? I ain't got no money now. When I had plenty of money, well, I had me plenty of friends. Now that I'm dining out, my friends are at an end. Hey, well, what can I do?
ain't got no money now. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Won't be dogged around, it's treated the steady old way. You know it's mighty strange to me, I said without a doubt. Why your friends don't want to know you when you're down and out. So what can I do? I ain't got no money now. Whoa, babe, I ain't got no money now. I used to take my friends up for some great big old time, buying them bears champagne and liquor and wine. What can I do? I ain't got no money now. Sometimes it's mighty strange to me, my friends, they pass me by. That's because I'm dying at night, I guess that's the reason why. So what can I do? I ain't got no money now. People don't like me, but want to know my name. Say, well, I'll be all right.
That's all right.
I get by just the same. You know, I get some money, I'll be back on my feet again. Then I know who to take, or maybe for my friend. What can I do? I ain't got no money now. Whoa, babe, I ain't got no money now.
Bill Weiner and Ron Joswiak, thank you so much
for being
here. And I really can't wait to have you here again. As I said, it's been too long since we had you the last time. And it's always fun to just chat a little bit, learn a little bit.
Hang out on the radio station.
And you guys sing together. It's incredible. Hearing the way you see Ricky's nodding her head there. Incredible to hear you guys singing together the way you do. So thank you, very much. And thanks also to the Propel East Choir. Thank you for being here today to Fifth Avenue Strings. Thanks to Jolene Miklas from Animal Friends and our other guest earlier this morning. Our pleasure to have Molly Meter from Theater Works USA.